during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Save more on the brands you trust to deliver on the job. Right now, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a DeWalt 10-inch 20-volt max dual bevel compound miter saw. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Save even more on what you need to keep the job moving. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With more than 2 million downloads, this is your number one source for true crime coverage in America. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the
Our favorite, very expressionable bald guy, Robert Tellis, trial is still going on. We're getting to closing arguments literally as we're recording this. So very well may have a verdict today, tomorrow, already by the time you're hearing this. It's just kind of hard to tell at this moment in time. Of course, he's charged with the murder of Jeff Gurman, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter, who had been rather critical of Robert. And then shortly thereafter, he's dead. Retired Las Vegas Metro Police Detective Clifford Maugg returned to the stand before everything wrapped up, testifying about the investigation's findings. Under questioning by prosecutor Christopher Hamner, Maugg discussed the evidence found on Tellis's and his wife's electronic devices. Notably, Hamner highlighted photos of messages on the Apple Watch belonging to Tellis's wife that appeared to have been deleted from Tellis's phone. Were you aware these messages were deleted on Mr. Tellis's phone? Hamner asked. Maugg confirmed, stating, yes, I was aware of that fact. Let's take a listen to that testimony.
I was not privy to going through the download of Mr. Tellis's phone. I had heard that there was a text message deleted, but I had never seen it.
Okay. So what we have here is basically whenever you have SMS messaging, text messaging, it's generally how that's referred to. Obviously, you have a phone or an electronic device that receives it. Let's say Mr. Tellis's phone. And then the phone that it's sent from, or the device that it's sent from, which is presumably this Apple wristwatch, correct?
That's correct.
Did you ever take the actual physical phone from Mr. Tellis and review whether or not these images actually appeared on his phone?
I did not do that. That was not part of the investigation that I was involved in.
So then we're confined to drawing a conclusion at this point in time that when you see a certain message on this device, the Apple wristwatch device, but then it doesn't appear on an extraction, and then an argument is made, well, it was deleted on his side, we're basically comparing the actual device, Apple Watch, versus an extraction, correct?
Yes.
You familiar with cellulite extractions?
I am familiar with cellulite extractions, but that is not in my area of expertise.
Was there ever a discussion on your part concerning a timeline extraction concerning Mr. Tellis's phone?
I know what a timeline extraction is in cellulite and how to use them, but again, I didn't conduct the download of Mr. Tellis's phone, nor did I review the contents of the download.
And then in a dramatic turn, Tellis took the stand to address the jury directly, reiterating his claim of innocence and struggling, or suggesting rather that he was being framed. I am innocent, Tellis asserted firmly. I'm not the kind of person who could brutally murder another man. Okay, that was a little more dramatic, but let's take a listen.
Yeah, well, was it though?
I don't know.
And there was a photo that we were shown that showed a video camera that was right across the way from Mr. Gurman's house. You know, I do not engage in crime, but if I wanted to do something while not being caught on camera, and I knew there was a camera right across the way, I wouldn't do it. And which also brings up another point. If I knew there was a camera right across the way, I certainly would find another means of transportation besides using my own vehicle. You know, certainly, you know, I wasn't rich, but I did okay enough that I could rent a nondescript car, you know, but I couldn't see myself as the kind of person who would be foolish enough to use my own vehicle to allegedly commit any kind of crime. And let's see here. So again, I did not know Mr. Gurman's address, so I don't know how anyone could say that I did these searches.
Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, I never thought of renting a car. But okay.
If I Did It, the book that O.J. Simpson put out there.
Yes. Yes.
That's what this reminded me of. Like, he's trying to prove that if I did this, I would have done it smarter than what this person did. And I'm smarter than this person. So therefore, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No.
He's a stupid narcissist, but he's a narcissist. So when these facts came to light that some pretty dumb decisions were made in this. He can't accept that. So he couldn't have been. He's too smart to do that. And he'd never admit it. I don't commit crimes.
I would have rented a different car than the one you busted me in.
Like, oh, I never thought of that. I don't think of like going and killing somebody either. But, you know, if you're trying to like put yourself in the situation of like, how dumb. Like, there's cameras. You got your own car. Like, oh, you would have rented one.
I'm going to tell you, you know, in the heat of the moment, it's harder and harder for people to get away with crimes these days. I went over to a friend's house last night to help her out with her cat.
And you robbed her and stole her gerbil.
I did not steal her cat or anything. But there was a camera at the front door and I felt very self-conscious. And I looked around the neighborhood. There's cameras everywhere.
There's not a camera at your front door?
No.
Then you're behind the times, my friend.
I know I am. We've got one. We just haven't put it up. But I do have a camera on the cat's food because I have to see when the cats eat. But.
Okay.
I have priorities.
Yep. Yes, you do.
But yeah, you can't get away with things like you used to. There, even on our Facebook page for our neighborhood last week, somebody took a shot from their Ring camera of some kids that were playing Ding Dong Ditch. And they said, my times have changed. Now we have evidence of it. And they weren't mad. They were just, you know, putting it out there. And the kids were just being, you know, kids.
Yeah.
But everything is on camera these days. So if you're listening to this podcast and you've got evil in your mind, you're going to get caught.
Yeah. And you don't know where cameras are either half the time too.
Like, correct.
So I don't even know how many I have. I have a lot.
Check them?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have a security and I can look at them all on my phone simultaneously. I have, I don't know, there's probably like 8 of them outside. Like every inch of the outside of my home is covered by more than one camera. And then inside, I just have them like on the doors and kind of like a general one, like in the hall and things like that. They don't put them in rooms, but just kind of anybody coming and going from the house is accounted for, and that's it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, yeah. Continuing on with Mr. Tellis here. His testimony was met with scrutiny from the prosecution. Hammer pressed Tellis on inconsistencies in his account, especially concerning his whereabouts on the day of Gurman's murder. Isn't there a slide from August 1st to August 31st talking about location data on your phone? Hammer asked. It was a blank slate, right? Tellis had previously told the jury on that day that Gurman was killed, he was at home making chicken fried rice for his daughter using a Google recipe. He explained the presence of a deep cut on his finger at the time of his arrest as a result of a kitchen accident. However, Metro Forensic Lab Supervisor Matthew Hovenick testified that there was no search results on Tellis's phone for terms like recipe or fried rice on the day of the murder. Jesus, like he just keeps digging his hole deeper just so you know how to make fried rice.
Don't say it was a Google recipe. Just say I know how to make fried rice and I'm a horrible cook.
Yeah.
I even know how to do it.
Yeah, because we all sit there and watch them at those restaurants. And after, after a few times, it's like, oh, well, that's why you make fried rice. When questioned by Tellis attorney Robert Draskovich about whether those terms could have been searched on other devices, Hovenek confirmed that no such searches were found.
We have another electronic device, the Samsung tablet in black case, correct?
Correct.
These questions that you were, oh, and then again here we have Dell laptop, correct?
Correct.
In reference to these questions for recipes and the like, these questions, and based upon the Cellebrite extraction, were based upon searches that may have occurred on the phone that was possessed by Mr. Tellis, correct?
That's correct.
Did you make these same searches on these other electronic devices?
I did not. No.
So you weren't looking for these recipes or anything like this on these other electronic devices that may have contained that information?
I was not.
Oh, there you go. He's got a little bit of an alibi there because they didn't do their job well.
Yeah. Isn't that just bizarre? Why wouldn't they search all electronic devices for exactly the same thing?
Well, I don't think they were searching for that in particular because it probably, I don't know, that's just a glaring error unless they didn't have a reason to search for that at the moment in time when they were doing the extraction. Maybe they were just looking for, you know, evidence about a murder, not chicken fried rice. And later it kind of came to light that, you know, he claimed he was looking up that recipe.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Did he make chicken fried rice? Do we know that? I mean, I think that would be when you could almost go into the house and look for trace chicken fried rice evidence.
I don't know. He said for his daughter. I'd ask the daughter.
Did daddy make your chicken fried rice? Huh? No. He's going to jail for the rest of his life. And it's all because of you not saying you had chicken fried rice.
Right.
That wouldn't be traumatizing at all. The decision by Tellis to testify has been a considerable debate. Channel 13 in Las Vegas reported numerous inquiries from viewing regarding Tellis's choice to take the stand. Criminal defense attorney Markham Laverne weighed in on the strategy, noting the potential risks, saying, quote, "There's been no bigger witness for the prosecution's case than Mr. Tellis choosing to get up and testify on his own behalf."
Oh, God.
And not agree more. This is the problem with testifying when you're a defendant. A lot of things can come in that wouldn't have if it wasn't for Mr. Tellis testifying. Throughout his testimony, Tellis repeatedly insisted on his innocence, stating he did not kill Mr. Gurman. However, his demeanor seemed to shift the final day of testimony, appearing discouraged and despondent as jurors took their final notes. The trial proceedings concluded with a closed-door meeting between the judge and attorneys, setting the stage for the next phase. So we will see what happens when this gets thrown to the jury, which it probably is by the time you're listening to this.
Man. Or we've already reported back the verdict by the time you're listening to
this. I'm saying in about an hour. I'm going to stick with that. And that's simply because they have some paperwork to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to take them very long. I'm still going with 2 hours because I think that paperwork is going to take a considerable amount of time just, you know, to dot their I's and such. But yeah, it's over.
We'll find out on the next episode of The Price is Right.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.